Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Have you ever been in that position where you just feel like you can't go to Jesus? You feel like you can't pray. You can't even open His Word. You just feel like those normal things you would do in this relationship with Christ, you just can't seem to do it. Maybe it's because of the guilt of sin that's in your life that you think you can't go to Him, yet it's God Himself who's promised to forgive. Or maybe you think, well, it's just been so long, so what's the point now? Maybe you're not even sure where to start sometimes to go to Jesus. Well, let me talk to you again about Bartimaeus. And he's this blind beggar we saw in Mark chapter 10. There's the account there. And we've talked about specific prayer. And Bartimaeus is an example of that. And so go back and listen to that if you didn't catch that episode. But in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, we read about this man. And here's what we find with Bartimaeus is that he teaches us many other important lessons about going to Jesus. And so we find here in this passage, if you skim through it, you read it again, he's sitting by the road, Jesus is walking by, and when he hears that it's Jesus of Nazareth, Bartimaeus cries out twice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Well, let me share with you three different factors here. Three things we learn from Bartimaeus, three lessons he teaches us about going to Jesus. And I hope it'll encourage you today to realize that no matter what you're dealing with, you can go to Jesus. Here's the first lesson we learn from Bartimaeus. Let nothing deter you from going to Jesus. Let nothing deter you. Verse 48, we find this. After Bartimaeus cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," verse 48 says, "Many warned him to keep quiet, but he was crying out all the more, 'Have mercy on me, Son of David.'" Do you see that? Many warn him to keep quiet. So you have a blind beggar on the road. Jesus walks by, and this blind beggar cries out to Jesus, and there's people warning him to be quiet. In other words, you have people who are seeing Bartimaeus as an inconvenience to Jesus. They know how important he is, and they're telling Bartimaeus to be quiet. You might face opposition as you attempt to strive toward Christ, as you're pursuing Christ, as you're moving toward Him, you're trying to grow in your faith. You might face opposition. Someone might say, "Why are you praying about that?" You might face the opposition, the deception that comes in where you say, "Well, I'm just not worthy." People might say, "You're not worthy. You're just a bother. You're an inconvenience. Nothing good's going to come of this anyway." You may see some opposition that way. But we learn from Bartimaeus to let nothing deter you from going to Jesus. Here's the second thing we learn from him is that it takes courage to go to Jesus. In verse 49, Jesus stopped and he said, "Call him." And so they called the blind man over. Bartimaeus comes over and they tell him this. It's interesting what they say to Bartimaeus. In verse 49, they say, "Have courage. Get up. He's calling for you. Have courage." Other versions of the Bible say, "Take heart, have courage, get up. He's calling for you." Do you know that it takes courage to go to Jesus? And I think it takes courage because you have to be humble to go to Jesus, because you have to not care about what others think. You have to realize that you need help. You have to realize that you have to go to Jesus because He's the one who can help you. You have to be courageous. It takes humility because you have to be vulnerable. There's a moment where Bartimaeus has to be vulnerable with Jesus, and he has to not only be vulnerable and say, "Here's what I need," but he also then was going to be committing to a life of obedience, as we'll see. It takes courage to go to Jesus. Maybe right now the encouragement you need is this encouragement. Take heart. Get up. He's calling for you. And here's the third lesson we learn from Bartimaeus. The third lesson is that an experience with Jesus leaves us with a new fervor. Verse 52 is interesting, where it says, immediately, the end of the verse says, immediately he could see. Jesus heals him. Immediately he could see and began to follow Jesus on the road. You see that immediately he could see, and then immediately he follows Jesus. You see, an experience with Jesus left Bartimaeus with this new fervor. He's not only healed, but he's following Jesus. This is what happens when you go on like a mission trip or you have some type of revival in your own heart, in your church, wherever it may be, that you have an experience with Jesus and it leaves you always wanting more. And so we follow after Christ. I want to encourage you to remove the obstacles and go to Jesus. Learn from Bartimaeus and go before the throne of grace with full confidence.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.